Track 13, Small is Beautiful. Two chefs keen to serve food which looked as good as it tasted moved from growing their own garnishes to supplying top restaurants with exquisite edible leaves and flowers.
It started tiny and is still focused on super small crops. Alan Miller and Sue Drain began by planting some tiny cress seeds and now grow their small but perfectly formed flowers and herbs for top restaurants around the country. Alan and Sue were chefs for 20 years. Wanting better cress for their cookery creations, they decided to try growing it themselves in a back garden greenhouse. As their cress grew more and more popular, they began selling to other chefs, creating beautiful integral ingredients for a huge range of dishes. They focused on dainty leaves, flowers and vegetables, which not only looked lovely on the plate, but were packed full of flavour too. Today, their Nurtured in Norfolk business, based in Toftwood near Dereham, grows more than 280 different herbs and flowers and supplies wholesalers and restaurants across the county and country, including Morstan Hall, St Benedict's, the Dial House in Norfolk, and nationally renowned restaurants around Britain, such as Muse by Tom Akins, the Savoy and the Ritz. They've just started sending their new preserved and dried range as far afield as Malaysia and America. Violet flowers, bunched coriander, tendril pea shoots and oyster leaf are some of their most popular products. Sue particularly loves the flowers, whilst Alan's favourite is the red-veined sorrel because of its deep red colour and sharp citrus flavour. There are also baby and micro, even smaller versions of vegetables, including cucumber, leeks and turnips, and a rainbow of vividly coloured edible roses, daisies, dahlias, cornflowers, pansies and more. They also still grow a lot of very pretty micro cress, plus baby mint, lemon balm and the wonderfully descriptive ruby frills mustard, alongside sea vegetables and many more edible leaves. Sue and Alan's Nurtured in Norfolk products can also be bought by home cooks and mixologists online or via their wholesalers. And while Sue and Alan don't get the chance to cook as often as they once did, they very much enjoy eating at restaurants which serve their ingredients. And here are some Nurtured in Norfolk in numbers. Launched 12 years ago, 2 acres of outside growing space, 1.5 acres of glass, 1/2 acre of polytunnels, 2 warehouses, 280 plus different crops, and 60 members of staff, including growers, pickers, cutters, and packers.